Dear guests, please walk across the bridge and keep left. Now you can see the ivy-overgrown Deak Tower. This tower is part of Einbeck's fortifications and was a defense tower. Please continue across the bridge. Pause briefly and look down on the stream. Keep left and you will see the tower with a cage. After the big city fire in 1540, the tower as well as the cage were named Deak. You want to know why? Supposedly, Heinrich Deak, an outcast citizen of Einbeck, was the arsonist. The sovereign of Einbeck, the Duke of Brunswick, wanted subordination of the city and its council. By his order, Heinrich Deak should cause some trouble in Einbeck. Thus, Heinrich Deak allegedly paid others to set fire in the city. Now, the summer in 1540 was exceptionally hot. Because of the direction of the wind on that day, the fire would spread quickly and caused the city to burn to its grounds within a few hours. The culprit was found very soon and Heinrich Deak was taken prisoner. The executioner of those times put him on the rack. He was tweaked with red-hot tongs and the thumbscrews were put on him. Afterwards, he confessed the crime. He was sentenced to death. His punishment was to die in that cage. Heinrich Deak was locked in the cage and honey was smeared on him so that bugs would torture him. For deterrence, the body of Heinrich Deak was displayed in the cage hanging from the tower for 10 years. Then the people of Einbeck were subordinated and ordered by the sovereign to take him down. Until today, it is not known where his remains were buried. If you would like to see the original cage from 1540, you can find it in the hall of the old town hall.